This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said his country's ultimate goal is to possess the world's most powerful nuclear force. The announcement came after Kim inspected a test of the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. Capable of reaching the United States mainland, the missile launch on November 18th prompted the United States to call for a United Nations Security Council presidential statement to hold North Korea accountable for its missile tests. Such tests are banned by the Security Council resolutions. That's the sound of a crowd greeting U.S. President Joe Biden in Nantucket, a Massachusetts beach town, where on Saturday he participated in what the U.S. retail industry calls Small Business Saturday. The idea is to encourage people to buy local as they begin the holiday shopping season. U.S. shoppers spent a record $9.12 billion online on Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics on Saturday. Online spending rose 2.3% Black Friday, that more than doubled Adobe's forecast of a 1% rise. Adobe expects Cyber Monday to be the season's biggest online shopping day. U.S. consumers are expected to spend $11.2 billion on Monday. Italian officials on Saturday revised downward the death toll from a landslide on the island of Ischia. Naples prefect Claudio Palumba said Saturday that one woman has died while 10 to 12 people are missing. He said eight missing persons have been found. About 10 are still missing, and about 100 people living near the landslide area have been evacuated.